I would recommend that you have the largest nest egg possible, because there are some really cool, non-greedy things to do with it later, like giving it away. If, when you run the calculations, you are afraid you won't make your goal by saving only 15%, keep in mind, this is just baby step 4. Later steps will allow you to accelerate your investing while still having a life. Would you dream with me for a moment? Dream that a 27-year-old couple with an average to below-average income commit to a total money makeover. They get gazelle intense, and in 3 years, by age 30, they are at step 4. They invest 15% of their income. The average household income in America is $40,816 per year, according to the Census Bureau. Joe and Susie Average would invest $6,000, 15% per year, or $500 per month. If you make $40,000 per year and have no payments except the house mortgage and live on a budget, can you invest $500 per month? Follow me here. If Joe and Susie invest $500 per month with no match into Roth IRAs from age 30 to age 70, they will have $5,882,386 tax-free. That is almost $6 million. What if I'm half wrong? What if you end up with only $3 million? What if I'm six times wrong? Sure beats the 97 out of 165-year-olds who can't write a check for $600. I would submit to you that Joe and Susie are well below average. They're losers. Why? In our example, they started at the average household income in America and in 40 years of work never got a raise. They saved 15% of income and never increased it by $1. There is no excuse to retire without financial dignity in the United States today. Most of you will have well over $2 million pass through your hands in your working lifetime. So do something about catching some of that money. Gail asked me one day if it was too late for her to start saving. Gail wasn't 27 like Joe and Susie. She was 57 years old. Life had dealt her some blows and had knocked most of the hope out of her. A total money makeover is not a magic show. You start where you are, and you do the steps. These steps work if you're 27 or 57, and they don't change. Would it have been better for Gail to start when she was 27 or even 47? Obviously. But once she's done with the pity party, she needs to start with baby step 1 and follow the total money makeover step by step to put herself in the best possible position. It is never too late to start. The past has passed. That's why they call it that.